Unit 12, page 114. Reading, exercise 3.
Explorers. Almost every country on our planet has been explored and mapped, and all of these have roads, railways, and lines of communication. So it can be hard for us to imagine the people who went there without all the infrastructure that we now take for granted. This series celebrates the men and women who opened the world up and risked their lives to protect the people and environments they discovered along the way. This week, we profile a man not well known outside his own country and continent, Kanjido Rondon. A friend to native people, Kanjido Rondon. In 1865, in a small village in the state of Mato Grosso, Brazil, a boy was born. His father was of Portuguese ancestry, and his mother was a native Brazilian. Who could have known that his origins would play such a big part in helping to connect so many cultures in very real and visible ways? He decided to join the army as an engineer, and when he was only 25, he was involved in the building of a road from Rio de Janeiro to Cuiabá, a journey that previously could only be made by boat. He was later given the monumental task of placing telegraph lines from Brazil to Bolivia and Peru. This was a difficult job through rough and unexplored terrain, so it required a skilled engineer. Rondon opened paths through uncharted territory, and he came into contact with the Bororo, a tribe he had family connections with on his mother's side. Rondon established a friendly and respectful relationship with the Bororo people, and the telegraph lines were completed with their help. Next, Rondon was given the job of extending the telegraph system from Mato Grosso to the Amazon. This time, he came across and made friends with the Nambiquara, previously thought of as a timid but hostile tribe. Rondon got to know many tribes during his expeditions, and he was a great friend to them. He was disturbed and ashamed to learn about the terrible way that they were often treated by outsiders. He fought long and hard to protect them and their right to follow their own beliefs, traditions, and customs. However, some people still consider him an outsider. During his expeditions in Amazonia, Rondon was attacked several times, and once he was wounded by an arrow. Other members of the expedition wanted to take revenge on the native people who had attacked them, but Rondon said, "Die if necessary, but never kill." Years later, Rondon set up Brazil's Indian Protection Service, an agency to safeguard the interests and support the cultures of native peoples. Rondon's famous words became its motto. Rondon died in 1958 and is remembered as a hero in Brazil. A state in Brazil, Rondônia, was named after him, as well as the airport in Cuiabá and several roads. Next week, Abel Tasman.